This is kind of a combination of audio and a depot, so we call this an audio depot.
Audio depot.
Let's start out with some day three of the draft. Saturday afternoon, we had Donovan Lewis, David Newberry, Bob in Detroit, David Moore, myself, and we had the return of Norm.
So Norm on Friday night, I believe, Thursday night was in studio, but Friday and Saturday he was actually out at the Star.
He was.
Okay.
So he had a little bitty closet out in the Star. Didn't get any despies, so I think he was a little upset, but
just bring some out to me, pal.
Norm still has his fastball, and it reminds me of my childhood hearing Norm, and getting to participate with him during the draft coverage was awesome. So we went on air at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The Cowboys did not have a fourth-round pick. They didn't draft until the end of the fifth round. So I don't remember exactly what time it was, but we had a lot of time to kill. Now, I know we don't laugh when we cover the draft, but Saturday there were some laughs to be had. And at some point before the Cowboys drafted, we got on the topic of Cowboy tight ends. And I think Norm forgot about a certain Cowboys tight end. And I'll play this on the ticket.
Has there been an organization since Jason Witten that has spent more second-round draft picks on tight ends than the Cowboys?
So they could run 12 personnel.
I mean, Anthony Pisano.
I'm not justifying this, I'm explaining.
Yeah, where is Gavin Escobar now?
Norm. You might want to walk that one back a bit.
I don't know what to do with that comment.
Someone needed a tight end.
So running backs, huh?
We're going to take a break here, and we're all going
Hey, how about those running backs?
Tyrone Tracy.
Send a ham to the family and friends.
Norm, my God.
He'll be dearly departed.
Well, Norm is back.
You are listening to live coverage of the NFL Draft in Detroit, Frisco, and Dallas. And the Cowboys actually have a pick coming up in only 32 more selections.
Where's
the Cowboys? It's a ticket, and it's draft day.
We were getting punch drunk at 1:30 afternoon. I think Norm forgot about it.
You know what? I was driving around with the daughter listening to you guys, and I heard that audio, and I was like, okay, either Norm knows exactly what he was doing, because if you listen to it, he issued the line, but people were talking. Yeah. He decided to reissue it.
Here, I'll play it at the beginning of it again, because I didn't notice that the first time.
Second-round draft picks on tight ends than the Cowboys.
So they could run 12 personnel.
I mean, Anthony Pisano.
I'm not justifying this. I'm explaining.
Yeah, where is Gavin Escobar now?
Norm. You might want to walk that one back a bit.
I doubt he forgot that Gavin Escobar died in a rock climbing accident with the woman who wasn't his wife.
So, yeah, I kind of thought in real time that he just might, and Ham, be careful, might have just forgotten it, but I don't think he did.
That's Norm being dark. He has a dark sense of humor.
I like it.
It's great.
And speaking of...
oh, my.
Speaking of a transition, so this was late. This was after the Cowboys drafted tackle Nathan Thomas.
Big Nate.
Yeah, Big Nate. Might make a difference, might play some guard. But he was one of those day three picks that you hear the name, you're not really familiar with him, so we're scrambling, looking at draft guides. Norm was going for, we know what he was meaning to say, bold print, but he used another term for it that really shook us. And I'll play that here.
Nathan Thomas, tackle, Louisiana.
Let's see if I can find this dude.
That's
talk
all
about
race.
Something.
Yeah, let's
how's
all
your garage
raise to see
tell us about your garage.
I will not. I will refuse to talk about my garage, sir. And you can't make me.
Dane Brugler had Nathan Thomas as his 16th offensive tackle, a fifth-round grade, so pretty good value.
That's pretty good.
6'5", 332. A five-year senior.
There's at the end of the Brugler write-up, though, there's this line in blackface print.
Wait, hold on.
It's not, no, it's
I,
not
don't, I don't think it. No.
Let's not draft this guy then.
No, I don't think it's. Oh, no.
Bold.
No, it is not.
So is that part of his weaknesses or strengths?
I'll tell you what. The draft edition of the E-Break is going to be all Norm. And
I'm
that was
backing away.
Yeah.
It says overall, Thomas had sloppy tendencies.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Dude.
Whoa.
And when he first said it, when he said at the end, it sounded like it was a note that he was.
Yeah, like, by the way.
First. He did minstrel shows, pal.
I'm just kidding. Could you imagine the Cowboys drafting like a white dude that's part of their bio is, yeah, you know, he's got good hands,
that's
good feet
flag.
For a tackle, good size.
One Halloween.
Played at a small school. Oh, and by the way, yeah, he had a Halloween costume.
There's Obama.
Yikes. But still, it was great to hear Norm, even though he had a few drive off the road comments on Saturday.
And I'm glad we got that from him.
Next up, Ham, in the Audio Depot.
Audio Depot.
Let's go to, was this Sunday morning? I mean, it was like overtime, heading into overtime of Stars and Vegas. Dallas blows a 2-0 lead. It's 2-2 through the third period, and then we get the ice cream headache that is overtime. And it's already a late start out in Vegas.
The police would call this early Sunday morning.
Yes, it was early Sunday morning. And I don't know how you feel about the TNT hockey crew. I think it's way better than what they throw out on ESPN.
Okay, so I like the intermission, the TNT intermission report. They try to make it TNT, like basketball.
Yeah,
just try to have fun.
Bissonnette is playing Shaq, basically, and Henrik Lundqvist is sitting where Barkley sits.
So for the first, this is three games now of the series, I kind of go back and forth, period to period, local to national. I'm done doing that now.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. I heard this on the post-game show. It on the local broadcast, on the Bally's broadcast, it feels like you're in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Like on TNT and in ESPN, it kind of just it feels like you're far away from the action. They don't capture the crowd that well. But yeah, the TNT intermission, I'm cool with.
Well, I watch the national broadcast at home because I have to watch Bally via other ways.
Not so legal ways.
Yeah, not so legal ways. But so I was watching TNT, and you know, I'm digging the studio show a lot. I think it's great. And then they, of course, you know, like on the NBA side, they'll throw up people's tweets and they'll react to them going to break. Well, they did that because obviously it's a late night in Dallas, Texas. People are thinking, oh, I got to stay up for overtime, including the Hardline Zone, Davey Lane. And he did not tag the TNT broadcast. This was just his tweet that a producer found. It said, I don't have the energy for playoff overtime. Hold me. And of course, we know that Davey took an early flight from Detroit getting home. And he's probably sleep deprived, but he wants to stay up and watch the game. But the TNT crew let him have it.
This is enormous for Dallas. Headed to overtime, down 2-0 in this series. Oh, you don't have energy for playoff overtime?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, listen.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah,
come on. Where'd you go to Marner School of Playoff Hockey?
What is happening right now? Overtime. You gotta pump it up, people. It's overtime. We'll sleep at some other point. Don't worry about it. You got nothing to do tomorrow. You just got to tune in. Keep TV right here. We'll be doing this another 13 hours tomorrow.
Bunch of whiners.
Overtime.
Bunch of whiners watching.
Was that Bissonnette that called him a buttercup?
Yeah. Come on bud. You don't want to watch some extra hockey?
Toughen up, buttercup.
What are you doing there? You sound like you're in grade 7.
Needle, needle.
I wonder if there's
buttercup.
I wonder if there's a P1 that's a producer for the TNT
I hope so.
Broadcast. Because it's... Yeah, I don't have the energy for playoff overtime. Like, he didn't tag anything.
Maybe they just started to playoff overtime. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
We need to try to get on the intermission report tonight.
Okay.
Is this a TNT game tonight, or is it ESPN?
Lando would know.
Is this on ESPN?
I think it's on ESPN.
I can see it on my TV.
Okay, well, next TNT game, we all need to try to get on this.
Bunch of whiners watching.
Yeah, I want Bissonnette to cuss us out.
Speaking of TNT, Chuck made waves over the weekend.
Stay in your wheelchair over there?
This guy in a wheelchair?
So the Pelicans are getting their asses kicked by the Thunder. They're down 3-0, and Barkley had this comment about the Thunder and what beach they need to attend once their season is over.
disappointing New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send it to Cancun. We're gonna send it to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
Shaq is doubled over.
Oh, man.
Oklahoma City, 1-5 in game 3.
They're laughing because it's true.
Yeah,
they all know
they're having
true.
A great time. The next day, Chuck decided to address the Galveston thing because obviously people from that region are aiming at him, including maybe Beyonce's mom,
okay.
And he didn't want any part of that.
I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful. We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation?
You got a
chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean here.
You
got to
say, I would go to Galveston.
Let me
tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio. Yeah,
so you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to try.
Would you rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. That's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Jack.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio. Oh, my God.
Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there. It's still
somehow
a secret.
We are going to transition from that to this.
You like no parts of Texas.
Josh, I love every time he jokes on San Antonio.
It's so great.
Big old women
and the churros.
Churros.
Just catching strays.
Oh, wonderful.
I'd love to see Chuck down there, like Moody Gardens and Galveston, just walking around.
I often wonder how much they drink during the show.
Like, what's in that
you
cup?
You know they're drinking. Maybe they're there drink. Late at night. They're watching basketball. They're with their buddies. They're partaking a little bit with
love
the alcohol.
It.